Welcome to the Yolanda Shoshana podcast, where I get into lifestyle, pop culture, food, libations, advice, and a little bit of magic. Now, let's get wicked. Hey, hey, thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. So what's going on in your part of the world? I mean, what a week we've had. 2020 did not come to play. You know, right before this year started, everyone talked about the fact that 2020 was a year of vision and it was all about seeing clearly. Little did we know that we would be seeing some of the things that we see now. First of all, coronavirus came and did the thing and shut it down. And in the midst of this, we have the murder of George Floyd. And now we have some of the largest protests going on around the world. Other things are getting ignited on the internet. People found a video of Jimmy Fallon in blackface when he was on Saturday Night Live. NFL player made a comment, and thank you to Aaron Rodgers for stepping up and really talking about what the taking of the knee and the flag, what that was really about, to where we are tonight, where the NFL has actually come forward and said that they were wrong for not listening to the players' protest. I'm happy about that because I grew up watching football. I'm from Texas. We are definitely a football-loving state. My cousin was a Dallas Cowboy, so it's a sport that I enjoy, and I hope that they become a little bit more like the NBA, and they allow their players to speak freely, and they get down to the roots of some of their racism, because, honey, they got it. They got quite a bit. That aside, this episode's supposed to be a little more lighthearted. I wanted to bring you a review of Lovebirds and some wines that would pair perfectly with it as you watch, as you Netflix and chill. So I was really excited about Lovebirds because I thought I was going to get to see it at Soho House when it first came out. And right as the movie was about to be released, the New York shut down. We got quarantined. So I was thrilled that Netflix picked it up and it dropped, I believe, last week, a week and a half ago. So it's a romantic comedy and it stars Issa Rae and Kumail Nanjiani. And it's refreshing to see, first of all, different people in rom-com. It's normal that we see two white people in a romantic comedy or two black people, or if it's an interracial couple, one of them's black, one of them's white. So it's nice to see a different interracial couple. You know, there are interracial couples that never really get talked about. And within interracial couples, there's lots of varieties within that. So it's nice to see. So let's break this down a bit. Okay, so the plot starts at the beginning of the relationship with Gibran and Leilani falling in love, and we fast forward to, I guess, like 4 years within the relationship, and you know how that is, you know. Some of the magic is worn off, and they're arguing quite a bit. They're arguing about everything to the degree that they're on the way to a dinner party, and they have an argument, and they both kind of say, okay, I guess this relationship is over. Like, you know, grown-ups about their decision. It's time to move on. So at one point, so Gibran is driving and he ends up running a red light and then he hits a dude on a bicycle, which it's like, ah! And the guy refuses to get help. You know, he's kind of like, no, I'm fine. And he gets back on his bicycle. And then all of a sudden, a guy jumps in the car and says he's with the police. And he starts chasing the guy on the bicycle. And then he runs over the guy in the bicycle, which is like, what? So all that happens. And then Leilani and Gibran are like standing over the guy. And then two people walk up and then they call the police. And then Leilani and Gibran go on the run because they're like, oh shit. They're going to think we did this. We're two people of color. We got to go on the run. I thought the movie was funny. I mean, if you're looking for something that's deep in a rom-com, I don't know. Romantic comedies normally aren't like that. I mean, I think When Harry Met Sally was definitely deeper than most romantic comedies, but that movie was like brilliant and had more going on. And that was a day that romantic comedies actually probably were a little bit deeper. Now they're just for fun, an hour and 30 minutes, you know, things happen, people either fall in and out of love and what have you. This was just a fun movie. I thought they had great chemistry. Someone on my Facebook page did not think they had chemistry, which I was a little shocked. I enjoyed watching them both, and I believed that they were a couple. I actually hope that they work together again. Them being on the run is the fun part. I won't ruin all the twists and turns that happen in it, but it's fun. Like, as soon as they go on the run, that's when it really gets fun, I think. like, the whole situation and how they end up in certain predicaments and what they try to do because they're trying to prove that they're innocent before they've even been proven guilty, and they just want to run from the cops because they really think that no one's going to believe them. So the wines I would pair with this, most of the wines I paired are rosés. This is, to me, a rosé sipping movie, though I have one red to recommend. So I'll start with the red. And the Apothic Cabernet Sauvignon, which is a California red, would be perfect. It's got those dark notes and aromas. Nice sipping, would go good with some snacks. And then I would recommend the Mianetto Rosé. Also just good. It's lively and frisky on the palate. Great by itself, but would be great with like a little cheese plate. Little cheese, crackers, cheese and bread as you're watching. And popcorn. Sparkling wine and popcorn are so great together. So I would recommend, if you are a popcorn eater, nice buttered popcorn would be great. Like some sweet and salty with some rosé. Perfect. And then I have the Palm Rosé by Whispering Angel, which a lot of people may not even know exists, but it's like the little sister of Whispering Angel and made at a different chateau, but it's really good. And also just a nice rosé. Also would be great with popcorn, but pizza would be good with this one. If you like Whispering Angel, you're definitely going to like the Palm. I like them both about the same. I really like Whispering Angel. I haven't had that in a while. I think I have a bottle. But the Palm is just, it's great. And it's a little bit cheaper. And then I have La Ville Ferme, which is, they make a really great steel rosé and a sparkling rosé. So the steel rosé is like a nice French table wine, goes great with pretty much everything. And the sparkling rosé as well would also be great with the popcorn I mentioned and some brie. Burger would be great. Maybe some truffle fries, a little truffle fry and sparkling wine. And these two wines are made by the same people that make Brad and Angelina's Miraval, but they're both cheaper. And those are the wines. And all the wines I mentioned to you are under $20. So that's the other thing. They're very affordable. Like the Apothic might run you, I want to say like 12, anywhere between 12 to 15. The Mianetto Rosé as well, between like 12 to 14, depending on where you are. The Palm Rosé is also around 15. I've also seen it at around 20. It's so weird how prices are different. If you're in New York, it'll probably cost you $20. If you are someplace else, it may cost you $16. And the La Ville Ferme, the table wine, the still, I've seen it as low as $9, but you're probably not going to pay more than $11 for that. The sparkling is going to be around $14.95. So all of these wines I totally recommend, and they're just great for sipping if you don't want to eat anything. But if you want to incorporate some food, they're all really versatile, and they go great with pretty much any snack you'll want to have in front of you, because you know, when you Netflix and chill, snacks are always a good thing to have, especially if you're enjoying a movie. So once again, check out Lovebirds. I actually did like a double feature. I watched Lovebirds and The Wrong Missy, which I really enjoyed too, far more than I thought I would. So if you're looking to get some laughter into your life, because, you know, everything's been a bit heavy, make sure you're taking time to laugh. this movie will do it for you. And if you hate it, let me know too. I'd love to know if you watch it, if you like it, if you don't like it, but I think it's a good time. I have to say, I was tardy to the Issa Rae party. I do not watch Insecure on HBO. I got through a season. I thought it was cute, but it wasn't really my jam. Now, on a way coming back from Italy on a press trip, I watched her in a movie called Little, which is absolutely adorable. I should review that too. And she made me laugh so hard, and then I finally got it. So I think she's very funny in certain things. So I finally understand why people really like her. I mean, I think she's adorable. I thought she was adorable before, but like I said, Insecure is not my thing. And even if you don't like Insecure, because I know that there's the we love Insecure people and those that don't, I think you're gonna really enjoy Lovebirds because there's just something about her in movies that's kind of different from that show. Though I probably should watch another season. Anyway, I hope you're doing well. Don't forget to sign up for my newsletter, Culinary Courtesan, where I send out, some recipes, talk about food. My Epicurean horoscopes are in there and all that good stuff. And stop by my website, yolandashoshana.com. And until next time, peace, love, and cheers.